You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Look, I know this isn't easy for you.
I just wish you'd asked me.
So you could say no.
No.
Oh, come on, Mum.
Not necessarily.
You don't approve. You've made that perfectly clear. But Rob and I are together now. We're a couple.
I know you are.
And surely I'm allowed to invite my partner to my own home.
Yes, of course.
But if that's too much to ask, then you and Dad can just make yourself scarce.
No, Helen.
I'll entertain him on my own.
We're not going to do that. I just feel...
What?
I'm not at all sure it was a good idea to spring this on Dad. Not at the moment.
It's not going to get any easier.
You know how upset he's been since Peggy announced about her will.
What's that got to do with Rob?
Well, it's just coming so soon after.
I took him round to see her on Friday.
Yes, I know.
Honestly expecting her to be like you. But she was just lovely. So welcoming. And she knows from her own experience that some marriages don't work out.
Is that what she said to you?
She said everyone deserves a second chance. Like she had with Jack.
Oh, Helen, the scones!
Oh, no! Oh, just in time. They haven't caught.
Come on, in you come.
Hello.
Oh, my goodness, what happened to you?
Hang on, Henry.
They got wet.
Boots off.
Oh, look at the state of you.
Sorry, there were just some lovely puddles.
Great big puddles.
Yeah, and we couldn't resist jumping in them, could we? Made a lovely big splash. Now, let's have your coat. His trousers got a bit muddy, I'm afraid.
A bit? We're going to have to find you some clean ones. Can't have tea with Rob in dirty trousers. Oh, Mum, can you put these scones to cool?
Yes, of course.
Thanks. Come on, Henry, upstairs. Let's go and make ourselves respectable, shall we?
You didn't manage to talk her out of it, then?
No. And apparently Peggy thinks Rob is lovely.
Mum does?
Well, they went round to see her. She said everyone deserves a second chance, like she had with Jack.
I don't believe it.
Well, I've only got Helen's side of the story, but...
What is wrong with her?
Helen or Peggy?
Mum! It's like she's doing it deliberately. She knows how worried we are about Helen, so what does she do?
Look, he's going to be here in 10 minutes.
Honestly, ever since Jack died, she's...
We've got to get through this.
It's like she's completely lost touch with reality.
Smile, Tony.
Yes,
and
yes.
Be polite.
All right.
For Helen's sake.
So, what's Roy got planned?
Can't really remember.
That good, eh?
I think a fair amount of alcohol was involved.
What about tonight?
No, that's going to be much more sedate.
It's not supposed to be a surprise party, is it?
No, it's a quiet drink for Roy's birthday. According to Hayley, at least. Ready?
As I'll ever be.
Come on, then. Let's go and see what damage these pigs have done. Oh, before we do...
What?
Brief diversion.
Where are we going?
Well, I woke up in the middle of the night in a bit of a panic about this marquee.
Why?
The guest list is getting longer by the minute.
146 at the last count.
So, it needs to be fairly massive. And it's really not that big a paddock. I mean, look.
We could always put it in one of the empty pastures.
Doesn't it need to be near the house?
Why?
You know... Loos and stuff.
I think posh marquees come with their own loos.
Afternoon.
Rob?
What's he doing here?
Hi.
I take it you're not coming in for tea?
What?
Tea?
With your mum and dad?
No, we're just...
here for an impromptu game of croquet.
Sorry?
It's a joke, the mallet.
Oh.
It's for fence posts. We're here to mend fences.
Mend a fence.
Right.
Some of the pigs...
So we'd better make a move, hadn't we, Tom?
Yeah.
It'd be dark before we know it.
Okay, well, I won't hold you up.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
See you.
Your mum and dad have invited him to tea.
Apparently.
Helen! Rob's here. She woke me a minute. Henry got in a bit of a mess.
Oh, dear. My fault. I took him out for a run around.
Jumping in puddles, was he?
How do you know?
Well, that's what he does, isn't it? Sees a puddle, can't resist.
Hmm. Well, I expect you were just the same when you were three.
Yeah, probably.
I'll put
Is there anything... sorry.
No, it's all ready. Just need to brew the tea, that's all.
So, have you been watching the rugby, Tony?
Me? Oh, no, not really.
Tony's never been a fan.
Oh, how about you?
Well, I was born and brought up in Wales, so it was unavoidable.
Did you watch the match yesterday?
No, I don't follow it these days. Mm.
Wales were playing Italy.
I thought England were playing.
How do you know?
Yeah, England and France.
Tom said something.
That was in the evening.
Here we are.
Oh, hello, gorgeous. Henry.
Wobby, wobby, boo, boo.
So, you found some clean trousers then?
And socks. And pants. He'd got mud everywhere.
Mucky pup.
Anyway, how are we all doing?
Why don't you take the tray and go through to the sitting room?
Let me.
Oh, thanks.
You can watch the match if you like.
What?
Rob's a rugby fan.
Oh, of course. Scotland versus Ireland, isn't it?
Mm, well done.
Come on, Henry.
Go on, Tony.
Oh, you sure you don't need a hand in here?
They were fed this morning, weren't they?
Yeah, of course. That's when Jazza noticed the fence.
Well, this one thinks I've got a secret stash of pig nuts. Don't you, hey?
Okay, you can let go now. That should do it. I'll just reattach the wire. It's not the most brilliant repair. This lot are due to be moved in the next couple of days.
Tom?
Mm-hmm?
This marquee for the reception.
What about it?
You're not entirely sold on the idea, are you?
Well, I'm just a bit worried. I mean, it'll be fine for the lunch and everything, but in the evening, if we're going to have a DJ and dancing and a barbecue...
And 150 people.
It's going to be a bit of a scrum, isn't it?
Well, maybe we should try and cut the list down a bit.
Or we could go elsewhere.
Elsewhere?
Have you ever been to Catheridge Hall?
You'd need to be at least minor royalty to get married there.
Well, if you want your picture in Borsage alive, maybe. But if you just want a day to remember in truly spectacular surroundings.
But we've told your mum and dad we're having it here.
It's a bride's prerogative to change her mind.
Oh, no, don't put this on me.
I just want everything to be perfect. I want you to have the best day of your life.
I'm marrying you, Tom. It's already the best day of my life.
What are you doing on Tuesday?
That tackle was high, surely.
I thought you weren't interested in rugby, Dad.
I'm not. It's just reminding me why I always preferred cricket. At least it's about skill and not just knocking the other bloke's head off.
You should watch ice hockey. Now that's vicious.
I wouldn't know. Oh!
These scones are delicious.
Helen made them.
Well, she's a clever girl, isn't she?
No, Henry. Rob can't see the telly if you stand there.
You don't have to have it on my account, really.
Come on. Come and sit down. You haven't drunk your juice.
More tea, Rob?
I'm fine, thanks.
I'll have some more.
I need a wee...
Oh, Henry, you don't half-pick your moments.
Do you want me to...
No, I'll see to him. Come on then, sweetheart. There we go. Go first.
Pass me a cup.
Oh, that must have hurt. When did rugby get to be so violent?
It always was.
Not like this.
Here, your tea.
Did Helen tell you we went to visit her grandmother?
Yes.
Oh, she's amazing, isn't she? Such vitality. I hope I'm as well preserved when I'm, how old is she?
89.
89, astonishing. Yeah. Now, honestly, I was pretty nervous. I thought she'd be a lot more... Well, people of her generation can be a bit old-fashioned in their views, but she's so open-minded and so generous.
Generous?
Tony.
I mean, leaving that lovely house to Helen.
Nice, isn't it? Did she give you the guided tour? Show you what you have to look forward to?
I dare say she was thinking of Henry's future.
If you think you know my mother, then you're very much mistaken.
Tony, please.
Look, I didn't mean
and
to...
And I really don't wish to discuss her with you, so if you'll excuse me...
Oh, that's the same pig that was trying to get into my pocket.
Look at her, little beggar.
Obviously the leader of the escape committee.
You're not going to shift that fence post now, sunshine. Come on, let's go home and warm up.
Oh, good idea.
Although, while we're here...
Yeah?
Shall we go and have a look at the site for the house?
What house?
Our house.
Oh.
That we're going to build.
Tom...
What's the matter?
As far as I'm concerned, that was never going to be our house.
But I...
Tom, that was you and Brenda.
Oh. Kirsty, I'm sorry.
Don't worry about it.
I suppose I've just assumed... Well, would you like to come and have a look? It's a lovely place. See what you think.
Actually, not now. I really am feeling the chill.
How could you, Tony?
Sorry.
I've never been so embarrassed in my life.
It was just when he started going on about Mum.
And you couldn't bite your tongue.
I just lost it.
Or change the subject.
Sorry.
She's never going to speak to us again.
She's coming.
Well, thank you so much, Dad. I ask you to do one small thing. Just to be polite and friendly for an hour. That's all. I thought even you could manage that.
I'm so sorry,
oh,
Helen.
Oh, shut up, Dad.
Really, I am.
You've got your way. Rob will never darken your doors again, and neither will I.
What do you mean?
I'm moving out. As soon as I can.
What?
You forced me to make a choice. You or him. And I choose him.
Helen, hold on.
Do you know what Gran said to me on Friday? She said, seize the day. Don't waste time weighing up the whys and wherefores. If you want to be together, just go for it.
Peggy said that.
But foolishly, I thought I'll try and get my parents on side first. What an idiot.
What about Henry?
There's a room for him at Blossom Hill Cottage.
I know, but it's such a big move.
And he'll be fine. I'd much rather he was living in a happy, loving environment.
Helen, please.
Than stuck here with the two of you.
I keep having flashbacks to Meadow Rise.
Oh, Clary.
And then all of us crammed in that caravan.
Oh, we're sitting tenants. She can't get us out.
Are we? I don't know if that's right, Eddie. And this is Hazel Woolley we're talking about, not some nice person with scruples.
Oh, there's no point worrying.
I can't help it. You finished with that bowl?
Yep. Any road. What about Valentine's, eh? Do you fancy going to this do at the ball?
Hmm. Be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, a few drinks, romantic music.
And dinner that someone else has cooked.
Yeah. So, shall I book us a table?
What about the boys, though?
What about you?
Well, I bet Edward will be taking Emma out and then we'll have to babysit.
Well, Neil and Susan will be back by then, won't they?
And Nick could do with a night out, my goodness.
Yeah, well, at least she don't have to cope with that puppy no more.
Oh, don't remind me, Eddie. That night, I honestly thought George had been abducted.
Yeah, I know.
Those boys of ours, I could bang their heads together sometimes.
Well, at least Edward's promised to start behaving like a grown-up. Huh. And George is fine, which is all that really matters.
Yeah, he was dead embarrassed about all the fuss he caused.
Oh, you haven't forgotten he's coming round for his tea?
Oh, I hope Joe ain't eating the rest of that cake.
I reckon he doesn't trust me and Dad to look after Bartleby properly.
No, we're all right. Still plenty here.
Ain't it time you were getting back to work, love?
Goodness me, yes, I'm going to be late.
Pat?
Oh, hello. What are you doing here, Jennifer?
Oh, I'm just on my way into Borchester and... I thought I'd drop by and see how Tony is.
Tony?
Yeah, only Brian told me he was... Well, that you were both a bit upset.
I'm not sure where he is at the moment.
About Mum's will.
Yes, well, Tony found it hard.
But how lovely for Tom and Helen to have a secure future to look forward to, at least.
Yes, of course.
And I suppose Mum is right. Ours have never had any real reason to worry.
No.
But even so, I hope she leaves them something to remember her by.
Oh, I'm sure she will.
I mean, some little keepsake. As long as it's not kitten with ball of wool.
What?
You know, that picture that Mum thinks is so wonderful. Can you imagine what Adam would say?
Still, your Mum's got some lovely things.
Oh, yes, yes, I know. Oh, I expect Lillian's James will have a word or two to say about it when he hears.
Very likely. Now, you must excuse me, Jennifer.
Oh, by the way, about Helen.
What about her?
Oh, hope I didn't upset the apple cart last week.
What?
Well, telling Mum about Helen and Rob.
She had to know sooner or later.
Only I did get the impression that she was, well, that she was rather shocked.
You tell me.
And I was worried she might be having second thoughts about leaving her in the house.
Oh, no. No, Peggy seems perfectly happy about the whole thing.
Oh, really?
And so Helen is moving in with him.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, I really must get back to work.
Oh, well, I am surprised. Rob must have charmed her as well.
I suppose he must.
Although I can quite see why Helen fell for him, however suddenly. And if the marriage was on the rocks already...
Jennifer, I must...
It just goes to show you, Pat, doesn't it? Whatever impression one might get, you never know what's really going on behind closed doors.
Oh, Clary!
Afternoon!
At last!
Oh, not late, am I?
No.
No, Jennifer.
I just need a hand in the dairy. I've got to move some stuff around and I can't manage it on my own. You'll have to excuse us, Jennifer.
Oh, right, yeah. Don't let me keep you.
The duty calls.
Yes, yeah. Bye.
Thank you. Come again. Oh, all that fuss for one bag of lentils.
So, what happened?
Oh, I'm not entirely sure, Kirsty. I had to leave the room to take Henry to the loo. And when we came back down, Rob was in the hall, looking absolutely stricken and putting on his coat.
But didn't he tell you?
Well, apparently Dad had taken offence at something he'd said.
What?
About Gran. Something utterly innocuous, but you know Dad's got this bee in his bonnet.
About her leaving all her stuff to you and Tom.
Yeah, and he goes up the wall whenever anyone even mentions her name. Anyway, poor Rob. He was so upset, blaming himself for something that wasn't his fault. So, that's it. I'm moving out.
Straight away?
I'd have done it yesterday if it wasn't for Henry, believe me. But the room that'll be his little bedroom at Blossom Hill, well... It's this rather bleak box room that needs a bit of TLC.
So when are you going?
Well, that's what I wanted to ask. Could you manage if I took Wednesday off?
Well, yeah, I suppose.
Oh, that would be brilliant.
If I can ask a favour in return...
Yeah?
Can I have tomorrow afternoon off?
What for?
Tom's taking me to Catheridge Hall.
No point pretending, Clary. It'll be all round the village in a couple of days.
Bit sudden, though, isn't it?
That's our fault.
Your fault?
Well, Tony's. Helen invited Rob over for tea yesterday, but it was... Well, it was all a bit of a disaster. Tony couldn't keep his mouth shut.
Oh, dear.
And this is the result. She's moving out. And taking our little grandson with her.
Oh, you're going to miss him, aren't you?
That's really the worst of it. Well, no, the worst of it is Henry thinks Rob's wonderful.
Does he?
And honestly, Clary, in my heart of hearts, I'm so scared he's going to let them down.
You reckon?
He'll break Helen's heart and abandon poor little Henry.
Oh, Pat.
And then to hear Jennifer praising Rob to the skies when it's only a couple of weeks since she was banging on about his charming wife and what a delightful couple they were.
She does go on a bit, doesn't she?
Oh. I was so relieved when you turned up.
Oh, glad I could help.
Anyway, I must shut up about it.
Oh, I don't mind.
No, but there's absolutely nothing I can do. When your children are grown up, you can't interfere. You just have to let them make their own mistakes.
Tell me about it.
Anyway, that yoghurt won't pot itself.
And I didn't finish tidying up this morning. I'll be glad when Susan gets back.
Yeah, it's been hard work, hasn't it?
Oh, that's my white coat, Pat.
Oh, sorry.
you heard from her?
Well, Susan? No.
Not even a postcard?
Emma's had a couple of text messages. Just saying how lovely it all is.
Perfect time to go to the Caribbean, isn't it? And the weather here is so frightful.
You have to start doing the lottery again.
Have you any idea how much she won?
Millions, so Joe says. Although Susan kept insisting they were paying for this holiday out of savings.
How she thought she could keep it a secret.
Well, some people do that, though, don't they? They tick the no publicity box because they don't want no begging letters.
Well, I suppose if she really has won the jackpot...
Well, would explain why she's being so cagey about it.
Oh, dear. I do hope this doesn't mean she's going to give up work.
What?
Well, it's what people do, isn't it, when they win the lottery? Buy a mansion, retire to a life of luxury.
You think Susan might move?
Who knows what she'll do?
Anyway, I thought you decided on a marquee in the garden.
So did I.
So this is Tom's idea?
He wants everything to be perfect.
Oh, sure, but...
And we have ended up with a huge guest list.
But Catheridge Hall.
I know.
It's like Buckingham Palace.
Only with more turrets.
So, how much would it cost?
Oh, no idea. Too much, whatever. I'd have to get a loan from Susan Carter.
How much did she win?
I don't know exactly. But Chris was in Jack's on Saturday, buying drinks for all the world and his brother.
Mm. Afternoon.
Oh, hello, Auntie Jennifer. Perhaps you can tell us.
What?
How much Susan Carter won on the lottery? Well, Alice must know, surely.
Oh, Alice says even Christopher doesn't know the exact amount. But according to Hilary Noakes, it's over 2 million.
How would she know?
Well, I've no idea, but... Brian's making heavy-handed jokes about me going on shopping trips with Susan.
Well, you enjoy that.
Oh, stop it. Congratulations, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
No, I meant Helen.
Oh, me?
You and Rob. I hear moving in together.
How do you know?
Well, your mother told me.
Right. And I suppose she told you what she thinks.
No, I don't think so. Not really.
Oh,
why, isn't she happy about it?
Not especially.
Oh, well, it's always hard when a child flies the nest, however old they are.
No.
I wasn't exactly overjoyed when Alice married Christopher, but... No, I couldn't be happier.
That is not going to happen.
You don't know that, Eddie.
Oh, Neil's never going to leave that home. Not after all the hard graft he put into getting it built. No, you stay there for a minute, Bartleby.
But you know what happens to people when they get a load of money.
What?
Well, they stop working for a start.
You reckon Neil's going to give up his pigs?
He might.
More likely buy land and have a load more.
I tell you what they could do.
What?
They could buy this house off Hazel Woolley.
Yeah. Invest in property. Well, that's the way to go, isn't it?
I'd feel a whole lot better with Neil and Susan as our landlord.
And they could buy Edward and Emma a place of their own and all.
Yeah, that would be a good thing to do.
Yeah, I know he's getting pretty fed up living with the in-laws.
But the house is gorgeous.
Oh, nothing wrong with the house. It's just...
Hi.
Oh, hello, Georgie.
Where did you spring from?
Ed dropped me off.
Oh, gone to do the milking, has he?
Yeah. Great-grandpa Joe said he wants his tea.
Now there's a surprise.
But I told him I had to see Bartleby before it gets dark.
Yeah, he's been waiting for you. Come on, old thing, look who's here.
Hello, Bartleby. I got you an apple.
Oh, why didn't you bring Ollie with you?
Ollie's still staying with Dad.
What?
But I thought after last week...
We decided it was better.
Who decided?
Me and Dad.
Oh, is that right?
Have you told him you miss her?
Yeah.
Well, you'd rather she was home with you, wouldn't you?
Yes, but Dad says I have to go to his to see her.
Well, we'll have to see about that.
Yeah. Now, are you going to give Bartleby a little walk around the garden?
Okay.
Come on, you take the lead rein. That's it. Off you go.
Come on, Bartleby.
I really thought after Thursday...
I know.
I thought we had heard an end of it.
What's William up to?
Edward's not going to like it.
No.
Poor little George. What are we going to do?
Is your dad around?
I think he's in the store, bagging up some spuds for the co-op.
Oh, right. Well, I can see that you're busy.
Oh, sorry. Just contemplating the empty barn.
Oh, why? Have you got plans for it?
Well, I'd like to keep pigs in here.
But what, your dad doesn't agree?
Oh, no, no. It's organic standards.
Oh.
But just think how much time it would save. Instead of having to cart all their feed across the muddy fields, it would be just a quick trip across the yard.
Yeah, but that's the point of your pigs, though, isn't it? That they're outdoor reared?
Well, they'd still have access to the fields, and they'd be loose-housed in groups. Plenty of straw bedding and easy access to feed. It's not that different.
Yeah, but it's not exactly the image you'd want on your publicity.
Suppose not.
It does sound a bit Rob Titchener.
Oh, it's perfectly acceptable in some European systems. Mm. You could even argue there are welfare benefits because stock management's easier.
Oh, well, you know more about it than me.
But the Soil Association remain to be convinced.
So it's a non-runner, then?
Well, I hate to see a good barn lying empty. I'll probably use it to finish them.
Right.
Especially if I've got more pigs. That's allowed.
More?
Oh, yeah. Well, there's plenty of land now the cows are gone. I'm thinking of growing fodder crops, too.
Right.
Try and keep a lid on the feed bill before it gets any higher.
Tell me about it.
Yeah. Oh, look. Here's Dad now.
Oh. Hi, Tony.
Morning.
I'd better make a move. I'm supposed to be taking Kirsty out this afternoon.
All right, have fun.
Thanks. I'm off, Dad. I'll see you later, OK?
Oh, right.
Bye, Tom.
Bye.
Has he been entertaining you with his plans for world domination?
He seems a bit aggrieved that the rules won't let him fill your barns with pigs. Although he's talking about doing the same outside. What about your store cattle idea?
Yeah, well, Tom needs to remember he's not the only farmer around here.
What makes you say that?
Where do I start?
Do you fancy a quick pint?
Hey, what's up with you?
Hey?
You've hardly said a word since you come in.
Oh, well, sorry. Kids. You think when they're married with kids of their own, they might start behaving like grown-ups.
Your boys.
Oh, don't ask.
Okay. So, have you decided if you're coming next Friday?
Eh?
Valentine's night.
I mentioned it to Clara. Yeah, she's pretty keen. How's it going, booking up?
There's been a few takers, but to be honest, Eddie, it's all people like you and Clary.
Eh?
Old married couples have been together for donkey's years.
Well, what's wrong with that?
No, nothing.
We're allowed to rekindle the dying embers now and again, ain't we?
Yeah, of course you are. But there ought to be a bit more to Valentine's than dying embers. It should be about, you know.
What? Sex?
Exactly. Lust, seduction, burning passion and heaving bosoms.
Oh, now that takes me back.
Remember what it was like when we was young?
I remember when you were young, back in our singing days. Them sexy little outfits you used to wear on stage. I mean, talk about heaving bosoms.
So funny.
We was reminiscing about the old days.
Oh.
Hey, Tony.
Hello.
You know, when Valentine's Day was all about first love and broken hearts.
And she was the Lily of Leighton Cross,
yeah.
All dolled up in buckskin and rhinestones.
Long time ago.
Yeah.
Anyhow, Shires, is it?
Yeah, please, yep.
Tony?
What?
Pint?
Oh, please.
So what have you got on offer for Valentine's then?
Oh, the usual. Candlelit dinner for two with a glass of bubbly thrown in.
You're not really selling this, Jolie.
Oh, I don't know. Reckon Ruth and I might go for it if we weren't going to be
lavish. See what I mean?
What?
Jolene thinks it only appeals to us old farts who've been married for 20-odd years or over the hill.
Oh, we're not allowed to be romantic anymore.
Yeah, of course you are.
You'll be lambing, won't you?
Yeah. Next Friday's out, I'm afraid.
It's just, when we have the music nights upstairs, we get a load of young people in. Now, do you want out to eat?
Tony?
No, thanks.
I'll have a bag of crisps, please. Cheese and honey.
So do that.
What?
Upstairs. Music, dancing and a bit of a party for the young, free and single.
You mean like an alternative Valentine's night?
Yeah.
That's 7.70 then, please, David.
Oh. You can't have two Valentine's events at the same time.
Why not?
Yeah. Why not? I think you might be onto something, Eddie.
Yeah, well,
I'm not just a pretty face, you know.
There you go.
Cheers.
Shall we go and sit down?
Yeah, okay. See ya.
Yeah. He's not a happy bunny, is he?
Tony.
Face like a wet weekend.
Well, you know why that is, don't you?
Cheers, mate.
Yeah, cheers. So, Chris?
No, thanks.
So you still haven't spoken to Tom about getting in store cattle, then?
No.
No?
He wouldn't be interested.
So you're giving up on the idea?
No. Well, I don't know. I just feel...
Oh, David, what's the point?
The point, Tony, is to have another string to your bow. Another stream of income.
Yeah, I suppose.
That's what you said last week.
It's just...
What?
Oh, it's this wretched business with Helen.
Helen?
You know she's moving in with Rob Titchener.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew they were seeing each other, but...
Pat blames me.
Oh.
It would have happened anyway, eventually.
So what?
Helen's completely besotted. And presumably he's up for it. Otherwise he'd have... And my mother seems to think it's a good idea.
Peggy
Can
does.
Can you believe it? I don't know what's got into it lately.
So what... Hang on. So why is Pat blaming you?
He came over for tea on Sunday, which was, well, awkward to say the least.
Yeah.
I really have nothing to say to the man. But he started banging on about, well, it doesn't matter what. But I'm afraid I lost it with him.
Oh, dear.
So it all ended in tears, and Helen's moving out tomorrow.
Oh, she's not, is she?
Of course, she's taking Henry with her, which, well... That's really what Pat's so upset about. She dotes on that kid.
Oh, Tony. So, no wonder you're feeling a bit demoralised.
At the moment, I'm finding it almost impossible to think about anything else.
Well, what do you reckon? Pretty amazing, huh?
I've never seen so much marble. That chapel.
And the grand staircase.
Even the bathrooms. Wall-to-wall marble.
And that central hall. Going the whole height of the building.
All I can say is, thank goodness it's not available on the 24th of April.
What?
There's no way we could afford it.
Oh, Kirsty, you have got to stop worrying about what things cost.
You keep saying that, but...
We're only going to do this once, right? Once in our whole life.
I know. Of course, it's okay to push the boat out a bit. But a place like this, Tom...
Maybe we should change the date.
What?
Move the wedding a week or two.
No way!
They had some dates free in May.
We are not changing it now.
Don't you want to get married in a fairy tale castle?
Tom, it's out of our league.
Well, if you say so. But I still think we should keep our options open.
We've got to make a decision soon.
Can't we at least look at one or two more places?
If you like. But honestly, I'll be perfectly happy with a marquee.
Okay, fine.
But talking of options...
What?
You know what you said yesterday? About building a house.
Yes.
I'm not sure... Oh, you took me a bit by surprise, to be honest. I'd totally forgotten that that's what you'd planned. You and Brenda.
I'm sorry. I didn't think it through.
I'm just not sure that... Oh... It's going to sound awful. But I'm not sure we should live at Bridge Farm.
Why not?
Well, so close to your family.
It's not that close. It's not like it's just across the yard.
But you work with them. And so do I. And it's not always an easy relationship, is it?
You're telling me.
And I just feel that sometimes, well, at the end of the day, it's really nice to get away. That's what's so great about number one.
You want to carry on living there?
No, not necessarily. I mean, it would be nice to buy a place, rather than just lining Will Grundy's pocket.
Buy? Right.
What?
It's just... I'm not sure we could afford it.
Oh, there speaks the man who was prepared to pay a king's ransom to get married in Catheridge Hall.
No, no. But the thing about building at Bridge Farm, we already own the land. Whereas if you buy a house somewhere else...
Oh, you're paying for the land as well.
Yeah.
So it's really not possible. I mean, it wouldn't have to be very big. Just a little starter home.
Sure.
But if we haven't got the money...
No, no. There must be a way. If that's what you want, Kirsty, then that's what you shall have.
Right, Edmund, what's all this?
Hello, Dad. It's a delivery from the garden centre.
Blimey.
Yeah. Susan warned us she'd ordered some stuff. We thought she meant a few potted plants. Anyhow, to what do I owe the pleasure?
It's about George.
Oh, what about him?
He was over ours yesterday to see Bartleby.
Yeah.
And, well, it's obvious the poor little chap's missing that puppy. Something rotten.
Yes, I know, Dad.
It looked as if William's persuaded him to keep her over at ease.
Yeah, and he's been pretty clever about it too. Told George Holly was happier around Mitch. Typical Will.
Edward, look.
Don't worry, Dad. He's not going to get it all his way.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, I don't want you storming in there, Edward. Making everything worse. Taking us all back to square one.
I know you don't, Dad. That's why I'm not going to do it.
Eh?
Well, I told you, I'm out of all that.
Easy to say, though.
Look, the way I see it, he's out to provoke me.
Well, I don't know if he thinks it through that
way. I don't care whether he does or not. I care about you and Mum and Emma and the kids.
I know you do, son.
So, like I say, I'm going to do something about it, but I've been thinking maybe I'm not the best person to do it.
Who then?
Well...
He's not going to take it from me. Oh, I've tried often enough, God knows.
Yeah, so I'll box clever. More than one way to put someone that stupid in his place.
Edward.
Don't worry, Dad. I'll sort it. You'll see.
No, not in here, darling. This bag's just for your clothes. Oh, don't just drop it on the floor.
Where's Panda Bear?
Panda Bear? Oh, no, he's not in there. Oh, Henry! Mummy's just packed that bag. Oh, I don't know where Panda Bear is. Now, will you please just put those toys back?
I want Panda.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Oh, look, there he is, darling. He's still in bed. What a lazy bear he is. Rob?
Hi. How are you getting on?
Very, very slowly. Every time I pack something, Henry unpacks it again.
Oh, I thought your mum was going to look after him.
You'd think she could spare an hour to help out, wouldn't you? But apparently I'm no longer worthy of her assistance. She says she's far too busy in the dairy. No, don't do that! Oh, Henry!
Uh-oh. What was that?
Bricks all over the floor. I'll have to go.
All right, I'll see you this afternoon. I can't wait.
Me neither.
I love you.
Yeah. Henry, I love you too.
Ed.
Hello, love.
You forgot your flask again.
I have to come all this way with that.
Oh, I was going out anyway.
Have you been to see Nick?
No, not yet. In fact, I still think it's better coming from you.
Emma, I told you, I can't. We agreed.
Yeah, but Will's going to be at work.
Probably, but I can't risk it. And anyway, if Will hears I was over there...
What am I supposed to do if she tells me to get lost?
She won't.
You don't know that. She's going to take Will's side, isn't she?
You want to get Holly back for George, don't you?
Yeah, of course. But
we need Nick to persuade Will.
Yeah, all right, okay. Helen. Hello.
Hi, Emma. I'm really sorry to trouble you, but... Oh, are you not at home?
No, not at the moment.
Oh, well, never mind.
Well, why? What's the matter?
I was sort of hoping you could look after Henry for me, only I'm in the throes of moving. I'm moving in with Rob, you see.
Oh. Yeah, I heard about that.
You know?
Yeah. Ed heard it from his dad.
Right. Well, the trouble is, my mum claims she's too busy to look after Henry, and it's just impossible to get anything done with him under my feet.
Well, I'll be home in about an hour, if you want to bring him in then.
Oh, Emma, you're a total angel. I'll see you about one, OK?
Yeah, fine. It's true, then.
What's that?
What your dad said about Helen and Rob Titchener.
No, Henry, don't you dare.
you arrive at Rob's house all covered in mud, he's going to be very cross.
Come on, Henry, no jumping in puddles today.
I like puddles.
I know you like puddles.
I thought you were busy.
Puddles are fun, aren't they? Now, let's see if we can help Mummy, shall we? Hold my hand.
I can manage, thank you.
It's not all going to fit in your car. Look, I could bring the rest over in the van, if
I
you like.
I can manage.
I'm sure Clary can cope.
I've made other arrangements now.
We go to Rob's house.
Rob's house? Yes, I know.
Granny, you come.
No, darling, I'm not coming.
Granny's staying here.
But I hope you'll come and visit me lots.
Well, not for the first week or two. He's got to get used to being somewhere different. Now, I don't think I can cram any more in there. I'll have to come back for the rest. Right, Henry, in the car.
Well, he can stay with me until you get back.
I've arranged for him to be with Emma now. Come on, in you hop.
Don't I get a goodbye kiss?
Oh. Right, come along. Let's get you strapped in. I'll be back for the rest of the stuff once I've dropped him off. Strip the beds already and put the sheets in the laundry basket.
Oh, you didn't need to do that.
But I have.
Thanks.
Say bye-bye, Henry.
Yes, goodbye, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
Holly, come here. Now sit. Sit. Good girl. Oh, I'm sorry, Emma. She's like that every time someone comes to the door.
Hey, be careful, Kira. Just stroke her gently.
Come in and sit down.
Good girl.
Can I get you a coffee?
Oh, no, Tan. No, I can't stop. I said I'd look after Helen's Henry this afternoon. You know about her and Rob Titchener?
Yeah? Yeah, I heard.
She's moving in with him.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Today.
Wow, they didn't hang about, did they? God, it's only been 5 minutes since his wife was here.
And by the sounds of it, her mum's not best pleased.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
Anyway, Will's out today, isn't he?
Yeah, he won't be back until late.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Ed all right?
Yeah.
And, what about your mum? Have you heard from her?
A couple of texts, that's all.
Oh, I so envy her. That's the first thing I'd do if I won 3 million. Put myself some Caribbean sunshine.
3 million? Who told you that?
Well, Joe.
You don't want to believe what Joe says. Careful, Kira.
Yeah, you've got to be very gentle with her. Yeah, that's it.
Actually, Nick, that's the reason I'm here.
What?
Holly, is there any chance we can have her back?
Have her back?
At Ambridge View. Only George misses her so much.
Oh!
I know it's a pain, all this to-ing and fro-ing, and you've been really great looking after her, but George...
No, take her. Take her, please.
What?
Oh, you'd be doing me a massive favour. I mean, look at this place. There's no room to swing a cat and she's forever jumping on the furniture and waking Poppy up with her yapping.
Don't you need to ask Will? Doesn't he want her here?
Yeah, and I keep telling him what a nightmare it is. Oh, Emma, I'd rather deal with Will in a strop than have a puppy to worry about on top of everything else.
Could you say that to George? I mean, not about Will, but about Poppy and the house and everything.
But, yeah, all right. Look, I tell you what, why don't I pick him up from the bus this afternoon with Holly and then drop them both off at Ambridge View? How does that sound?
There, how does it look?
Wonderful. Oh, Henry's going to love it.
Well, that certainly brightens the room up a bit, doesn't it?
All his favourite animals.
No cows.
But lots of giraffes and elephants.
Now, while I've got the stepladder, that mobile...
should go over his bed.
So, we need some kind of hook. This should do.
Is it all right to screw hooks into the ceiling?
Well, I think I've already ruined the decor sticking this freezer.
Don't think beige walls counts as decor.
Beige? It's probably called vanilla serenade or something. Yeah, about there should do. Now, pass me up the drill.
Oh. After I've picked him up this afternoon, could you take him out for a little run around?
Yeah, sure.
Just while I get the supper on. Only the more exercise he gets, the more likely he is to sleep through the night.
Oh, right. Now, if you take the drill...
Is that yours?
It's all right. It's in my pocket. Oh, no, I don't believe it.
What's the matter?
No, it's nothing. It's just... it's work. I'm supposed to go to this meeting tomorrow in Birmingham. Now they're telling me it's in Essex.
Essex?
Yeah, their company HQ. It's our major feed supplier. Talk about short notice.
So you've got to go to Essex tomorrow?
Yeah, Harlow. It's going to take me half the day to get there.
Right. What time will you be back?
Heaven only knows. 9, if I'm lucky. Oh, this is so annoying. Our first proper day together.
Well, I'd sort of arranged to go round to Kirsty's tomorrow evening. I was going to cancel, but now
I wouldn't bother.
No. So it really doesn't matter if you're late.
Ah, oh, I could get used to this.
What?
Having the house to ourselves.
Oh, yeah, it's nice, isn't it?
Not having your mum yell at me for putting my feet on the sofa.
Oh, come on, Ed.
I'm not saying she hasn't been kind, her and your dad, but I can't wait to get a place of our own.
Yeah, I like the lodge. Wish I had a rich granny.
Hey?
Helen, getting Peggy Woolley's
house. Oh, cakes. Yeah, well, some people get all the luck, don't they?
Oh, no, that'd probably be Nick.
Mummy!
No, your mummy's not coming till later, Helen.
No, stay here. And you too, Kira. Mummy, back in a minute.
Hiya.
Come on, hi, you can sit up here with me.
Nick's brought Holly back and she's going to stay here with us.
That's nice.
Now you take her then, George. Oh, careful!
Holly!
Come here, Holly.
Oh, Holly, Holly, come
don't
back.
Don't mind the lamp!
No, no!
Got it.
Oh, well done, George. My Nana would never
come
forgive
on,
me
if
that
Holly, got come here. Come here.
Hey, it's all right, Kim. Hey, grab her, Ed.
I'm trying.
Don't you start, Henry.
No, Holly, not this way. No.
Holly, it's me. Come on.
Shh,
over here.
Hey, not on the table. Bad dog.
George, get out of the way. Oh, hello, you.
Oh, thank goodness.
She's very pleased to see you,
yeah,
isn't she?
Yeah, all right, Holly. Enough of the face licking. Come on, calm down.
Hey, come on, Kira, come here. There's nothing to cry about.
That's it, good dog.
And you, Henry. There, come on. Everything's all right now.
I am so sorry.
That's not your fault.
Yeah, but it was. I thought George had got hold of the lead.
Shall I take her, Ed?
No, let me hold on to her for a minute, just till she's properly calmed down. There.
Look, I've got to go, I'm afraid. I've left the kids out in the car.
Oh, that's okay, Nick. You get off.
Yeah, and thanks for doing this.
Oh, my pleasure. Honestly.
Can you see yourself out?
Yeah, of course I can.
Kind of got my hands full here.
Bye, George.
Bye.
I'll see you soon.
How is she now?
Oh, she's fine. Just got a little bit overexcited, didn't you, Holly?
Bye.
Bye. She was so pleased to see you.
Yeah, and I'm pleased to see her.
She's still wagging her tail. Hey, tell you what, George, why you still got your coat on? Why don't you take her out in the garden?
Okay.
Yeah, but keep her on her lead this time. Make sure she doesn't get all frantic again.
And make sure she has a wee.
Well, go on, Ed, off you go. Oh, well, that's a relief.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah. I reckon at last things might be getting back to normal.
Oh, look at you. All tucked up in my bed.
Our bed.
Our bed.
Oh, no, no, leave the door ajar in case Henry wakes up.
Okay. And you're still going to be here in the morning.
Certainly am. Oh, I feel like I could sleep for a week.
Are you really tired?
Mm. It was a very long day.
Not too tired, I hope.
I'm never too tired for you.
Oh, Helen, it's such bliss to have you here.
It's such bliss to be here. Oh, Rob.
Mummy.
Oh, Henry. What's the matter, darling? Can't you sleep?
No.
Oh, it's all a bit new, isn't it? Come on, then.
Helen.
I'm sorry, just for tonight. Are you going to get in between us?
Yeah.
Oh. Careful. You're a big boy now. One of us might fall out. You got room, Rob?
Me? Yeah, I'm as snug as a bug.
Jolene, you're back already?
Yeah, they finally start digging up the road outside the cash and carry.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hey, have you looked at that drain yet?
No, not yet, but I will. I will. Just as soon as I've finished shifting these kegs.
Well, it does need unblocking. Hey, you gonna help me unload?
Yeah. Anything else I can do for you?
No. Hey, look. Got a big box of red candles. Paper and napkins with hearts all around the edge.
Ooh, they're nice.
Not totally tasteless, are they?
What are these?
I stopped off at the printer's to pick them up. What do you reckon?
No one to love. Come along to some Valentine's singles night at the Bull upstairs. We're not actually going to do this.
No, Kenton, I just had the flyers printed to stick on the mantelpiece. Of course we're going to do it.
Why?
Why not? Well,
we're fully booked for our romantic dinners, pretty much.
So? Well,
you're not proposing that we do both.
Why not?
We haven't got the staff.
You do downstairs, I'll do up.
But when did you decide all this?
I told you, and you said it was a daft idea.
It is a daft idea.
Well, we're not going to make much profit on romantic dinners.
Oh, great, yeah. Thanks for the vote of confidence.
Look, this way, we get two bites at the cherry, and we might actually make a few bob. Now, should we get this stuff indoors?
Morning!
Oh, hello, Jill.
Oh, hiya, Mum.
How are you doing?
All right, thank you. I'm just on my way over to Peggy's.
What, again?
You think she'll be sick of the sight of me?
Oh, no, of course not.
Excuse me, Jill. Just got to get this lot indoors.
Oh, you carry on, love. Don't mind me.
You're going to bring the rest, Kenton?
Yeah, okay.
I see ya.
Bye. I had another call from PC Burns this morning.
Oh, right. Any news?
Not really, no. I haven't found any of my things.
No more things going bump in the night?
Oh, Kenton, I feel so embarrassed.
Well, don't.
Getting David and Ruth out in the middle of the night like that, though.
Well, next time it happens...
It's not going to.
Call me. I'm only just up the road, after all.
Thank you for the offer. But honestly, I was just being silly. I'll be perfectly fine.
So Rob's had to drive all the way down there. He's no idea what time he'll be back.
Never mind. We can do it some other day.
Oh, no, we can still do it. If you come to me instead.
To Blossom Hill?
Yep.
Couldn't you get your mum to babysit?
There is no way she'd set foot in Blossom Hill Cottage. Not at the moment.
But you could drop Henry off with her.
No. I don't want to do that.
Your mum and dad still being a bit difficult.
Understatement of the year. Oh, say it'll come over, Kirsty. I'll be all on my own otherwise.
Well, what time will Rob be back?
Not before 9, he reckons.
Well, okay then.
I should have done this long ago. Jack hardly wore any of these suits after he retired. It's a shame none of it would fit Tony.
I can't really see Tony in a ginger check suit.
No. I don't expect he'd accept it from me anyway.
Tony, why ever not?
Pat came to see me last week. It's to do with my will. She accused me of, well, of effectively disinheriting him.
Oh, I see.
I really thought it would be Lillian or Jennifer who might be upset, you know, that I was leaving everything to Bridge Farm.
Yes.
They've been perfectly fine. Whereas Tony...
Children do squabble, though, don't they? Over what they perceive as unfairness.
You think I've been unfair to him?
Well, I can understand how he might feel a bit rebuffed.
I did what I thought was best to ensure the future of the farm.
Yes, of course.
Tom has such a great vision. And Tony, he hasn't the strength anymore. Not since his heart attack.
But don't you think...
He reminds me so much of his father.
Of Jack Archer?
Sometimes. The way he seizes on every slight. How he always defers to Pat.
Yes, well...
Why didn't he have the courage to come and speak to me?
Perhaps because he knows that's what you think of him. So, passing him over in your will... Well, it's hardly a vote of confidence from his point of view.
No, maybe not.
I'm sure it'll blow over. Ooh, this is nice.
Oh, his dinner jacket. I can remember him buying that a long time ago. I think it was before we were married.
It doesn't look that old.
I don't think he wore it more than half a dozen times.
It's lovely quality.
You think it's too good for a charity shop?
Well...
I wonder if Brian might like it.
No harm in asking, anyway. That's all his suits and jackets.
Oh, thank you so much, Jill.
And I'd better make a move.
Oh, won't you stay for lunch?
Well, if you're sure.
It'll only be soup and a sandwich.
It's all I'd be having at home. And so much nicer with company. Hmm. Thank you.
That's £4.30 change.
Cheers.
Oh, and by the way, should you be at a loose end a week tomorrow, you might like to bring your other half to our special Valentine's night dinner. Hmm?
Maybe. Oh, your young companion might like our funky singles night upstairs.
Whereas in the restaurant, we'll be offering sweet music, top-class cuisine, and a free glass of pink champagne.
There are flyers by the door.
Funky.
I thought you liked a bit of funky.
Not when I'm trying to create a warm, romantic ambience in the restaurant. It's going to be completely ruined if there are hordes of kids jumping up and down on the ceiling.
Look! Hmm? Look! He's given the flyer to his lad. Yes! I think they're taking the bait.
Look, if I have complaints, Mrs. Archer, if I have people asking for their money back...
Oh, just give them another free glass of bubbly and turn up the volume on Barry White.
What about this one?
I said no skirts like meringues.
That's not remotely a meringue. It's quite fitted over the hips.
And then explodes into total meringueness round the knees.
Yeah, I think it's rather stunning.
If you're 7 feet tall with a 22-inch waist, maybe. But I'd just look as if I was bobbing along in a vat of bubble bath.
No, you wouldn't.
Any more wine?
Yeah, loads. Help yourself.
Oh, cheers.
How about this one? Just a little train at the back.
Bottom half's good. I can't do strapless.
Why not?
I've got footballer's shoulders.
You have not.
Oh, Damien always used to say that.
Oh, Damien was a prat.
But he was right about my shoulders. I'd rather not expose them to the world as I'm walking down the aisle.
I never had you down as insecure about your body shape.
I'm not insecure. Just realistic.
Okay, right. So, no full skirts. No strapless.
Let's go back to that first website. Just let me...
The designer one?
Yeah.
That you said was so ludicrously expensive.
Now, where is it? Ah, here we are. That one.
Oh, well, it's very plain. Oh,
that's what I like about it. The simplicity, the line, the total absence of frilly bits.
So how do you know it's too expensive?
Because Anya said her sister wanted to buy a dress from this designer and their prices start from $1,500.
Isabel Jennings Couture. But she's got a shop in Felpersham, hasn't she?
Yeah.
Well, so, Monday afternoon, let's persuade Anya to hold the fort and we... You on earth?
Is it Rob?
Oh, I suppose he might have forgotten his keys.
Oh, God, where did I put my shoes?
You don't have to rush off.
Oh, yes, I do.
Gran!
Hello, dear.
How lovely to see you. Come on in. Kirsty's here. We've been looking at wedding dresses.
How exciting.
Will you have a glass of wine?
No, I can't stop. Jennifer's waiting in the car. Oh. I just wondered if Rob would like this. It's Jack's dinner jacket.
How lovely.
It's beautiful quality and it's hardly worn. Oh,
that's so kind. I'm sure Rob will be very touched.
Really?
Yes, really.
I did offer it to Brian, but he seemed to think it was old-fashioned.
It looks fine to me. Oh, thank you, Gran.
It's so nice when I can find a good home for Jack's things.
I'm sure.
Rather than just bundling them all off to the charity shop. Anyway, I'd better not keep Jennifer waiting.
Oh, OK. Well, bye, Gran. Thanks again.
My pleasure, dear. See you soon.
Bye. Isn't that sweet?
Lovely.
Are you OK?
Yeah, fine. I thought it was Rob coming home.
Why does that bother you so much?
Sorry, I didn't
Come
mean
on. It. We might as well talk about it. I know you're never going to like Rob.
No, don't say never.
All right, well, it'll take a long time then.
Well, I guess.
And that's fine. I can accept that.
It's only because I care about you.
That means so much to me, Kirsty. So don't let it get in the way of us. I need someone on my side. It's bad enough the way things are with Mum and Dad.
Oh, I know.
Can't you just accept that Rob makes me happy? Because he does. I wasn't looking for this. I was happy on my own, just me and Henry. But then we met.
You've told me.
But I still don't think you understand.
He makes me feel safe, Kirsty. Like everything's not on my shoulders. Like I might actually be an okay person.
Oh, Helen.
I'm exaggerating. Rob's all I've ever wanted but thought I could never have. Or deserve.
Helen, of course you deserve it. Oh, don't be daft. Oh, you know I'm happy for you.
You are.
Absolutely. I just don't want you to get hurt.
Then trust me.
I will. I am trying.
Top up?
Oh, go on then. Can I ask you one thing, though?
What's that?
Don't you find it a bit creepy being in this house?
Creepy?
Ooh. With all the stuff he shared with his wife, I mean, doesn't it bother you?
No.
Not even sleeping in her bed.
Kirsty!
Well, I mean, the marital bed. I mean, that would freak me out. Can't you see? Rob and, what's her name, Jess. Well, they were married for ages. And that bed, well, that bed's been like...
What?
Well, at the heart of it all. For so many of those years.
It's him. Rob?
So good to hear your voice.
And yours. Are you going to be home soon?
I'm afraid not.
Why? What's happened? You all right?
No, nothing to worry about. I'm fine, apart from being utterly knackered. The meeting's only just finished.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, darling, but I simply can't face that long drive home.
Oh.
I don't feel like I'd be safe behind the wheel. And to be honest with you, I could use a larger drink. So I'm going to check into a hotel and come back first thing in the morning.
Oh, Rob.
Oh, darling, don't sound so miserable, please. I'll be back tomorrow. And then we'll have the whole weekend together. All right?
Tony! Tony!
What?
Did you know Tom and Kirsty went to look at Catheridge Hall this week?
What for?
As a place to hold their wedding reception.
How do you know?
Helen said.
Helen?
I rang her.
Oh, Pat.
I thought I'd offer to have Henry for a few hours over the weekend, just so she could go shopping or whatever.
And?
She said no. I came out with all that stuff about getting him used to his new environment. Never seems to occur to her that he might miss his granny and granddad.
I'm sorry.
It's not your fault.
If I could have kept my mouth
shut... Oh, she always said she was moving out at some point. Anyway, it's not that. It's because I wouldn't drop everything and look after him on Wednesday.
You were running late. You had to get the Underwoods order out.
So now she's punishing me. Won't let me have anything to do with my little grandson.
Oh, Pat, he'll come round. Won't be long before they want to go out somewhere and need a babysitter.
Yeah. Why don't you get Tom to do that?
Oh, chop firewood. I imagine he's above such mundane tasks these days.
Apparently, Peggy called round last night.
What?
To Blossom Hill. She'd been clearing out Jack's clothes and she thought Rob might like his dinner jacket.
Rob?
Yes.
Huh. So, I'm not even worthy of Jack's cast-offs now.
I don't suppose it would fit you.
Or is it that my mother thinks I'm too much of a peasant ever to be invited to a black tie event?
What on earth did you two get up to last night?
Not much. We were just looking at wedding dresses and stuff.
Whew. How Kirsty walked home, I've no idea. She was absolutely legless.
Yeah. She said she'd be in late. Well, there's not much salad stuff here.
Not much to be had at the moment. And how are you?
Tired.
You're not looking too clever either.
Oh, didn't sleep a wink. Rob couldn't get home, so...
Kirsty said.
Yeah, and I'm not used to being in that house on my own. Oh, it's him.
Okay, I'll leave you to it.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.
Rob?
Hello, my darling.
Are you back?
Yep, just arrived.
You okay?
Oh, a bit knackered. Gotta change my clothes and rush straight out to work. How are you?
Now I know you're home, I'm absolutely fine.
Chocolate ice cream. Jim said it was left off the order this morning.
Oh, yes, he did mention it.
Straight in the freezer?
Please.
This isn't your usual shift, is it?
No, I'm filling in for Chris. Her back's bad again.
Oh, no.
She's thinking she might have to give up her part in the Passion Play.
I didn't know she was in it.
Well, she's just an extra. Woman at the foot of the cross, the third one. The one who isn't the Virgin Mary or Mary Magdalene.
Oh. I hear you've been giving Peggy a hand.
Yes. I've been over there several times this week. I'd have been there today, but I thought Peggy probably needed some time to herself.
Oh.
I remember how it was after Phil died. Everyone was so kind, but I did sometimes wish they'd all go away and leave me alone.
She told you about Helen?
Moving in with Rob, yes. That was a bit of a surprise.
Yes.
How do you and Tony feel about it?
We miss having Henry about the place.
Of course you do.
Can't get used to the house being so quiet all the time.
Afternoon. Oh, Mum.
Hello, love.
Oh, hi, Pat.
Hi.
Are you a queue?
No, I was just dropping off some ice cream, and it's time I was getting back. See you, Jill.
Bye, Pat.
Bye.
The clock in the bar's stopped, and it's surprisingly disconcerting.
Do you need a battery?
Yeah, I know we've got spares somewhere, but Jolene seems to have tidied them away.
What sort?
One of those kind of square ones.
9 volt, like that.
What are you doing with these?
Oh, they were on the counter when I arrived. I was rather surprised. I thought you were doing romantic dinners for two.
Oh, we were. But we are. Well, I am, at least.
But these flowers say singles night.
Yeah, it's Jolene's idea. She thinks hearts and flowers are old hat, only appealing to has-beens and fuddy-duddies, not funky enough.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, so she's setting up in competition.
Won't that be...
Well, an utter shambles? Very likely.
So, what are Roy and Haley coming over for? Talk about wedding plans?
Yeah, mainly. And just to hang out.
Right.
I've recorded the opening ceremony for the Winter Olympics.
Oh, yeah.
Bet it won't be a patch on London, though.
No. I've been meaning to ask, Tom, what's all this about Catheridge Hall?
Oh, you heard about that?
Yeah, I thought you were going to have a marquee on the
floor. Yeah, we are, probably.
Probably?
It's just, we reckoned on 100 guests, and we're already up to 150. I was worried about getting a marquee big enough onto the paddock.
Catheridge Hall?
Well, not available on the 24th anyway.
Ah, so it's back to the marquee.
Yeah, for now. We'll manage. Kirsty seems happy enough. But... There is something else, Dad.
Oh?
Kirsty's not awfully keen on the idea of us building a house at Bridge Farm.
Why ever not?
I'm not entirely sure, to be honest. I think it's something to do with the idea of living and working in the same place.
But she doesn't work on the farm.
Not at the moment, no. But in years to come, well... Who knows?
But in years to come, you'll have the farmhouse.
Yes, I know.
And your mum and me would move into your
place.
But look,
Dad, if Kirsty wants to live elsewhere, well, her wish is my command. Although, whether or not we can afford it is another matter. We're going to talk to the financial advisor on Monday morning.
You mean, you're thinking about buying a house?
Yes, if we can afford it.
But that makes no sense at all. It'll cost you much more than building on the farm, surely.
A bit more, yes, but... Look, Dad, I'm sorry, but I really do have to dash. Roy and Haley will be arriving soon.
You're not leaving, are you, Tom?
Mm-hmm. Afraid so.
Oh, that's a shame.
Thanks a lot for the drink, Dad. I'll see you later.
Yeah.
Bye, Kenton.
Bye, Tom.
He's in a hurry. I was hoping to interest him in our Valentine's night supper. A romantic evening of champagne and love songs. Just the thing for him and Kirsty, I'd have thought. Hey, what about you and Pat?
No, thanks.
Oh, come on, Tony. A delicious candlelit dinner, a glass or two of bubbly, and the chance to rekindle the old... Mum.
Hello, dear.
You okay?
Fine. Evening, Tony.
Evening.
What's happened?
Nothing.
So, why are you here?
I thought I'd come in for a drink.
On your own?
I won't be on my own. I can sit here and talk to Tony. You won't mind, will you, Tony?
No, of course not.
Are you sure about this?
I could do with a sit down, to be honest. I've been on my feet all afternoon.
Well, I can walk you home if you like.
That's better.
I know how nervous you get after dark.
It's got nothing to do with that at all. Now, I'll have a small glass of red wine, please.
Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't blame you if you were, Jill. It's bound to knock your confidence being burgled like that.
Yeah, well, it's not going to happen again.
No.
We've put nice new locks on the windows and doors.
Yeah, but even so, knowing some stranger's been in your house, going through your things...
Yes, all right, Tony.
Look, I'm just being silly. I've lived in that house for years on my own without a moment's anxiety.
Yes, but you haven't had something like this happen before. There's no shame in admitting it's affected you.
No, but still...
Hey, Mum, are you okay?
I'm fine, really.
Hey, it's all right.
I know it is. Perhaps you'd better make that a large red wine, Kenton.
Gran brought it round.
A DJ?
Yeah, it was Jack's. She's been packing up his things and she thought you might like it.
What a bizarre idea.
It's lovely quality.
Well, maybe, but I wouldn't be seen dead with lapels like that.
Rob, I thought it was really sweet of her.
It was. It was, and I'm an ungrateful wretch. Let me try it on.
It actually fits you quite well.
A little bit big round the middle, but easiest thing in the world to have it altered. And actually, my old DJ is a rubbish chain store thing, so this is a great improvement. Oh, I shall buy Peggy a big bunch of flowers and go round tomorrow and say thank you.
Oh, my darling. Oh, I'm just so happy to have you back. I can't tell you how miserable I was last night without you.
No, not as miserable as me.
Want to bet?
I spent a horrible night in a stuffy hotel room in this hard, lumpy bed, missing you dreadfully.
Talking of beds...
Oh, yeah?
I think we should get a new one.
What?
Well, I couldn't sleep last night either. I was tossing and turning. And I kept feeling... It's a bit saggy, that bed.
Saggy?
How long have you had it?
I can't remember, since... I don't know, donkey's years.
So it's no wonder it's getting a bit saggy.
Well, I can't say I've noticed.
No, well, you're used to it, aren't you?
And so will you be in a week or two. It's a perfectly decent bed. No need to change it.
Tony?
Oh, hello.
What are you doing out here?
Just contemplating the silence.
Well, come inside. It's freezing.
In a minute.
You've been with Tom all this time?
No. He remembered a pressing engagement, took off after about 10 minutes. I was chatting with Jill, actually.
Jill?
Yeah, and then I walked her home.
That was very gallant of you.
She's rather anxious on her own since the burglary. It was a pleasure to be with someone who appreciates my company. Unlike my children.
Oh, Tony.
I'm sorry, Pat.
What for?
For making such a mess of things.
You haven't made a mess of things. The way Peggy's treated you...
I meant with the children. I seem to have... I don't know. Lost touch with them somewhere along the way.
It's not your fault.
Some of it is. Like Sunday, losing my temper like that.
Oh, forget it, love. What's done is done.
For Helen to storm out and now Tom...
Is this about the wedding reception?
Oh... That's not the half of it. He and Kirsty have decided they don't want to build here at Bridge Farm.
Why not?
Want to get away from us.
He didn't say that.
Not in so many words, but that was the gist of it. They want to live off the farm.
Oh.
So this is it, Pat. No kids, no grandchild, no cows. Just you and me. And this big, empty silence.
We'll be right back.
For the latest Archers news, features and insights, go to our blog at bbc.co.uk/archers.